It's always a fun day at Todd County High School when you have FFA Tractor Day. And Ms. Shayla Berry, you guys got a great group of tractors this year.
Yes, we've got close to 40 this year. It's always been my favorite day of the year ever since I was a little kid myself. Drove all 4 years, so being on the other side is really rewarding and fun in its own way, but definitely my favorite tradition. Definitely lucky to be back here teaching.
As the FFA advisor, do you get to drive a tractor anymore, or you just kind of watch now?
I actually did drive one last year. Okay. One of my coworkers, her son, rode with me. I didn't this year just because it was a little easier to manage all the kids from this standpoint, but probably will every now and then just to kind of keep in the spirits. It's fun to get in with the kids.
What did you drive when you were an FFA member?
It was an 8130 John Deere. I drove it all 4 years, got cleanest my senior year, was real proud of that. But that was my old reliable that I drove every year.
Were you the guy that beat the Campbell family? Was it the Campbell family? Who was it? Some families won about every year?
Luckily, during my years, it changed about year.
Okay,
I think there was someone different all 4 years that I was in high school. But now we got the Robertsons now. John Luke's past 2 years. He's shooting for number 3, but we got a lot of pretty ones today.
Tell us about the FFA and Todd County. How many kids do you guys have? How many folks do you have working with you?
Oh, goodness. FFA is probably the most popular club here at the school. It's definitely an honor to be their advisor. I'd say we have probably about 110 to 120 paid members. We probably have close to 250, 300 kids in FFA ag classes. So definitely a big group. They're fun. Keep me on my toes, but love them dearly.
Yeah, I guess very. And tell us, what classes do you teach?
Oh, it's different every class period. I start today with my principals of ag with my freshmen. They're the ones out here now. But I teach ag sales and marketing, crop technology, veterinary science, floral design, and greenhouse.
I take it the greenhouse is already going this year?
Yes, we actually got plants coming in the mail today. We've got thousands upon thousands. Right. So it's definitely, this is my favorite time of year because the greenhouse goes from pretty empty to pretty full really quick, and you can just feel the difference in the air out there. Definitely lovely, pretty. Like, I love the end of school, but it's also kind of disappointing when it's empty.
Yeah, man. And I know this community looks forward to the greenhouse being open again because you have a lot of support in this community, folks who love to come get their plants every year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I knew we had a lot of support when I started here, but I didn't know till my first season how many people would actually come and support it. So definitely exciting, love being a part of, like, my home community in a small town. The support is truly outstanding.
What does it mean to you to come back and work with these young FFA members here and guide them through school and do something that you were a part of back when you were in school here too?
Oh, yeah. So when I was in high school, my mom actually told me that I would be a great FFA advisor, and I looked at her and told her she was crazy. I did not want to come back to the school. I didn't want to teach teenagers. But here we are now. I started college as an agronomy major, but stayed active in FFA through being a state officer and whatnot, and it only took a semester for me to realize that God was calling me to be an ag teacher. So this is year number 6 teaching for me, year 5 here. But it's really rewarding because it's a full circle moment for me. I was a product of this ag program. Right. My dad was too, so it's very generational for me. I know that my kids will be a part of this program too, and to have a part in shaping these kids and, you know, share traditions but start new ones is really exciting and a great opportunity.
I think it's what's so neat. You do get a chance to see these young people come in as freshmen, and you see them mold through high school when they leave. They really have an idea what they want to do when they leave.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that's the great thing about being an elective teacher. You know, if you're an English teacher, a math teacher, you have them for 1 year. And at Todd Central, luckily, we're small enough that, you know, you see those people. But I've got kids that I've had them every year. Some kids, they had me 3 classes a day, which is a lot. But, you know, we still love each other. Definitely test me a few days. But it is rewarding because you get to see them grow and change into different people. A lot of them, even if they don't go into ag, I feel like the ag program shapes them in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and they make that connection to our rural community, and it's really awesome.
I think it's fantastic. Ms. Shayla Berry, thank you so much for what you're doing to mold these young people's lives in Todd County Central High School.
Thank you.